The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Set up this extra point.
It's time for the Extra Point with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
How did the Bears get the OC hire so wrong this offseason? They interviewed almost 10 men, five of whom eventually were picked elsewhere. The Bears knew they were taking a quarterback first overall and made Caleb Williams their starter long before they even picked him. How did they get this development so wrong? Who isn't responsible for that? Does anyone in their brain trust avoid blame?
Nobody avoids blame for this one or takes responsibility. You need to start at the top. George McCaskey hired Kevin Warren, who endorsed Ryan Poles, who was in cahoots with Matt Eberflus, and they hired Shane Waldron. Collective failure. One at a time. You want to go through the list, we could go through where they failed in the process, but I mean, I talked about how George McCaskey is now on his ninth offensive coordinator since taking over in 2011. He has been the chairman over a lot of chaos and dysfunction. I don't know when it stops. I don't know when he leaves. He can't leave. He owns a team. Is there a new chairman that could do something different? I thought Kevin Warren was brought here to clean things up, not make things messier. And things keep getting messier. They hired the guy who had the same agent as a general manager and head coach. That seems like cronyism to me. If this were the White Sox, we'd be screaming about it. The guy down the hallway makes the most sense. The guy with the same agent, he got the job. Why? Well, he was on speed dial, and it was easy to negotiate a contract for. What a contract it was. Shane Waldron, here's $5 million. Go away. Never call another third and goal handoff to a backup offensive lineman. This is a collective failure. Everybody deserves culpability here. And how they got it wrong is that when you go into a process that is already rigged for a chosen result, this is what you end up with. And this is what it feels like.
David, you slam collective failure, slam dunk, home run, touchdown, whatever way you want to look at, you are 100% right. But there are two reasons why. You mentioned one of them, Trace Armstrong's involvement. Something I just thought about when you reported it. You know, how in the world did they land on that dollar figure for this guy? What I'd love to know, love to find out if we could do the research. Of the five guys that got jobs that are doing all better than Shane Waldron, what are those guys making a year? I mean, it seems like it's a pretty good gig to be an offensive coordinator in the NFL.
Yes.
But to me, the number one reason, we've hit on it a couple of times, but here's the number one reason they picked Shane Waldron to be the offensive coordinator. Because Shane Waldron was never going to be a head coach in this league. Because he was never going to be able to lead men. And that's the one thing the Bears got right. Shane Waldron will never be a coach in the NFL. And that's why they picked him. And that's why eventually they should all be done to, just as Shane Waldron was done to.
Touch them all, Dustin. Touch them all, David. Those are two excellent answers. And I agree. I like the wording of the question. Who isn't responsible for that? Who is not? Who in this, who oversaw or took part in or was filled in on, well, here's what we're doing. we've got a guy that we've already arranged. We know the agent because he's our agent. It's all like a giant handshake. And don't worry, Matt's on board because the guy will never replace him. I mean, it's like it is comical in a way that the question does answer itself. Who isn't responsible?
That implies everybody.
It's absolutely everybody. And, you know, it's great to have a scapegoat. You got to have a scapegoat. We know that.
You need a fall guy.
Chris Carter.
Everybody needs a fall guy.
But so they got a guy. They got a fall guy. And he's gonna get you out of all the bad stuff. You got to have one in the crew. And he was the fall guy.
Yep.
He's the fall guy.
Yep.
But look what happened. Look what they did. They're drafting a quarterback. They've made him the starter. All that matters is his development. You hire his own personal coach because he needs somebody to get him going in the NFL. And all this guy, it's his versatility. He can ruin him in multiple ways. I got to tell you, this is one of the all-timers. Before we move forward, before the season goes on, do yourself a favor. Take a quiet moment and just think about you could teach a management class on how this is the way to not get it done for the exact reasons everyone's saying. Just fantastic stuff.
Just to close the loop on what Dustin asked, according to Front Office Sports, there are 8 NFL coordinators who are calling plays this year, offensive coordinators making at least $2 million, led by Todd Monken at 3 for the Ravens, Mike Kafka for the Giants making $3 million.
Ravens offense coordinator would be a good head coach someday.
Could be.
Just saying, if you're interviewing people, make him one of the 10 you roll in here before your secret handshake guy is hired.
You mean interview 10 guys and hire the one your shadow president tells you to?
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.